For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU softball team is Alexandra Ripka from Crystal, Minnesota, a senior infielder, and it is your senior year. Drove by your field. Finally, your team's going to get a chance to play on your home field. How exciting is that coming up with this weekend?
Well, it's exciting just because it's senior weekend. You know, we've had all season where there's just snow on it, and then it keeps snowing about a foot, and then it's just like, at least we get to play on the turf. So, I mean, that's nice, but to play senior weekend on our home field will be really nice.
Talking about playing on the Chet over at the football field and on turf, what were the biggest challenges for your team on that field?
Honestly, just probably playing the hop off of the turf. It's much different than playing it off dirt, but the bounces are probably nicer. There's no crazy hops. It just comes off a lot harder and bouncier.
All right. Your team needed to get so many games in order to even make the playoffs. What's the status right now? Is your team going to get that opportunity?
Well, Coach said yesterday we needed those wins, but we didn't come out with them. So I don't know if we'll be able to make playoffs, but we're hopefully with the next couple games that we just mess up with their records and their standings for the tournament.
So you guys could be the spoiler, right?
That could be right.
This being your senior year, what has been your favorite memory so far playing BSU softball?
I don't know, just being able to be with like all my friends on the team. We've made so many good memories out there, but playing Crookston and we went into 12 innings, I think Brooks' walk-off hit was pretty memorable. I mean, everyone was just super happy about it. It was exciting to get that win.
Where have you improved the most in your game over the course of the 4 years?
I think just adapting to playing on the weather, with the weather. I mean, you know, living in Minnesota, you have to play in 20 degree weather, you have to play in the dome, you have to play on the turf. Just being able to adapt to that is probably a huge thing.
Well, I know for a while there your team was practicing inside and didn't get a chance to play outside. You guys were playing in a couple of domes. Are you getting outside to practice now?
Yeah, so we've been able to go down to the football field the last couple times. We don't really have much practice anymore since we're in midseason, but hopefully this week we can hit our field and practice there before our last couple games.
All right, senior weekend. How fast has this 4 years gone by?
It's crazy. I can't believe I'm graduating. But I think being in softball definitely makes it go by a lot quicker because you're constantly with people and just time flies because you're in class and you're in practice for 2 hours. And, I mean, you don't really have much free time to do anything.
What is your major and what are your plans after college?
I am a design major with emphasis in graphic design and exhibit design, and I plan on getting a job. I don't have anything lined up yet, but it will come.
What's been your favorite class you've taken?
I really enjoy like 3D and advanced 3D, just working with the 3D software. I enjoy it a lot, modeling things, and it's really fun. You can do things differently every day.
If you were to give advice to a young, aspiring college softball player, what advice would you give them?
Don't take school for granted. Really focus on your classes and make sure that you're getting your stuff done on time and not falling behind in your classes.
Lexi, it's always a pleasure visiting with you. Good luck this weekend, and we'll see you on the field.
Thank you very much.